And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Jeff Mariani from Cedros Tackle and Ron Lane from the one and only Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. We're going to have a great show talking fishing here in Southern California. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season, one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit 5 full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com. Shimano is proud to present an opportunity for you to go fishing on two of the finest three-quarter day boats on the fleet and use the top-of-the-line Shimano gear. It's Terramar Tuesday, going on now through September. Join Shimano Pro staff aboard the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing, and coming in June, the new Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. These trips will be booked through the landing and it's the same price as a regular three-quarter day trip, but the difference will be a selection of top-of-the-line Shimano Terramar rods and reels will be available for you to try, along with an assortment of Shimano jigs and more. And a member of the Shimano Pro staff will be aboard to answer questions you may have. Terramar Tuesdays will feature Shimano Terramar rods with Trinidad A, Torium HG, Tranks, and Talica reels available for you to try for free. Don't miss Terramar Tuesday on the San Diego out of Seaforth Sport Fishing and beginning June 7th aboard the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. Check the landing website for more details or the trips page at hookup1090.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a good show today, man.
Yeah, we have a couple great guys talking kayak fishing, talking Cedros fishing with our good friends Ron and Jeff. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Yes, indeed. And I'll tell you what, Jeff, you just literally flew back from the island, from Cedros Island, and your adventure, Cedros kayak fishing adventures down there is just fantastic, right?
Yes, yes. Thanks a lot, Pete. Yeah. Just got back late yesterday and had a real good time. Lots of big fish biting right now. A little slow, but if you got one, it was big.
It was a big one. Yellowtail.
Quality.
Yellowtail.
Yeah, exactly.
Were there any calico bass biting?
Lots of calicos, too, but not quite as crazy as it's been.
Robust as it's been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of it was interesting down there, you know. Great weather. Great weather this trip.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know our guy, Ryan Christensen, just returned from our Cedros Adventures trip last night, and so we'll get a report from him about how that group did down there, our Let's Talk Hookup group did down there. Tell us about your operation. Relatively new within the past year, right? Cedros kayak fishing.
Exactly. So I set up a lodge down there. We take three people at a time. Everyone gets their own room. We try to keep it nice and personal. So we have a full line of Hobie kayaks that we got from Ron, and a nice trailer, and you know, we'll drive over to the other side of the island to fish. We'll load the boats in the Ponga and go up the lee of the island and fish. And so we're just trying to show people a different perspective on the island from just your standard Ponga fishing out there.
Such an awesome deal.
That's so cool. Oh, my last trip, unbelievable.
Yeah.
He has a pro angler, three Outbacks on the bow of the boat, all the way up to this area that is just pristine. You don't see another person all day.
So
and
cool.
We're every cast calicos, sometimes two.
Two of one.
Yeah.
Two for ones.
Two for one. That one day, your friend Chris Minnick gave me one of those little minnows, this special bait. Oh, my goodness, two for one, till I ripped off one hook. It was amazing.
So I love it.
It's such a different deal. And to see it from a kayak, I mean, we've all been on the Pongas down there, but to see it from a kayak is totally different perspective.
You know, it is. It's just anyone who does kayak fishing, you know, once the Ponga's gone and you're just kind of sitting there and there's no one around, it's so peaceful and things just start happening. Like the fish kind of don't know you're there or something. I don't know, but it's you see a lot more than just being in the Ponga. It's a lot more up close and personal.
Oh, it's so gladiator fishing when we get up to next to those boiler rocks and the
exactly.
Waves are breaking and you're in there going, okay,
here we
fish
go.
Finder says it's 7 feet. That's right. An 8-foot wave.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
So cool.
Yeah, that's a good thing to mention. Like the boats, we have, you know, color fish finders with GPS on all the boats, bait tanks. If you don't want a bait tank, we'll put a crate in the back. Every boat has a handheld VHF. We give you a nice life jacket, your choice of either the inflatable style or the ones that are already a little bit more bulky. A gaff, game hook, you know, and then the Ponga is right there with us at all times for support. You don't want to have a fish in your lap too long over there. So.
And there's various ways that you can go. Now, when we were there earlier, we got in the truck and drove over the hill and went over to a place called Wiley's, which is the lobster fish camp.
Exactly. And abalone. They fish abalone.
Abalone and lobster over there. That was an incredible adventure.
I'll bet.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, just driving out that road is a pretty neat. It takes about an hour to get over there. It's about 13 miles, you know.
Well, that was the quickest hour I've ever. I mean,
yeah.
I was
so rubber. Much to see.
My neck was sore from the rubber neck.
Exactly.
And the advantage is the wind was blowing that day, and you're basically on the lee side of the island, so you're in the lee most of the time. You're good. You don't have to fight the wind going over or anything like that. You can kind of go where you want. Same thing with when you took the kayaks on the Ponga up the island.
Right.
The east side of the island went up toward the north, right?
Yeah, yeah. We run up, so far we've gone up about 10, 12 miles. There's a really nice grouper rock up there that we'd like to start at, and then we kind of work our way back. What we do is David will take us up the way in the Ponga, drop us off, and then he goes down a couple miles and then sets up our beach camp where we get the barbecue going and everything else. And then so the beach camp has a radio, and everyone on the boats have the radio, so we're in constant contact with everybody. And then once they, like, start the barbecue and get the food ready and the burgers
so
or whatever,
cool.
We're
on
doing
a dessert. Get out of
here. This is on Cedros we're talking.
Yeah. Middle of the day,
yeah.
We get this radio call, so we come back to where the Ponga was on the beach. Deserted beach.
Right.
Little beach chairs sitting up in cobble rocks with
hot pozole soup.
I'm in on that. I just rolled out of my kayak and swam to the beach, and then I'm sitting there having a hot lunch. It was amazing.
So that sounds like too much fun.
I know.
It's pretty nice.
So, and then tell us about your lodge.
So what I did is I have a two-bedroom, one-bath house that I set up for myself and my friends. And so I just added on right to the back of it. Three bedrooms, two baths. We take, like I said, three guys at a time or women. There's one of the bedrooms has a bathroom inside the room there. So in case there is a woman, you know, she has her own privacy that way. But that we just keep it, you know, small and personal that way. Everyone has their own spot. You sit it, you know, and I built an outdoor kitchen at the front house, and that's where David's wife, that's where she cooks for us. And so you're sitting, if it's, you know, a little breezy or something, you're sitting inside my house, you know, at the dinner table, you know, that my wife let me take from our house.
Sit on that beautiful outdoor table,
yeah,
which we did.
Oh, that was awesome. It's also my wife's table.
Yeah.
That
she let me take. Nice wife.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Furniture.
No, I new stuff.
that's how it all went down, exactly.
But you've set up such a, and it's literally right in the center part of town. So you're a part of the community there at Cedros, which is a wonderful Mexican community.
It is, and we like to intermingle. We go down to the restaurant, you know, bring everyone down there and get to experience that. Every morning we're at Cojitos having coffee and burritos and.
Yeah.
And how about when you go across the street to buy warm tortillas, and they give you a little tour of their little machine. You know, you can hear
best tortillas in the world right there.
They kind of are.
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know what, maybe in the water or something. I don't know, but those things.
I'd say it's in the lard.
Yeah. I don't want to know. We don't want to know.
Don't tell the food sheriff.
Anyway, so Ron, you set them up with the kayaks. What kind of kayaks did you set them down there with?
Oh, he's got the best. I mean, this is like, if you're into kayak fishing, you're going to have all this stuff on your personal kayak. He's got color fish finders, bait tanks, outbacks with the latest Mirage Drive fins. You know, you got the turbo fins, you got big rudders. These things steer really well. And you know what I really appreciate is a lot of times when you get on a used boat or a rental boat, they're not, the steering's not quite right or something, you know, they're just used a lot. These are tuned up and washed every single day. I watch the guys, you know, we get back from fishing. They turn them over. They clean them. They tune them.
Thoroughly.
These are ready to go, just like your personal kayak. Yeah.
Well,
actually, a little better than mine.
Probably better than mine, too, yeah. Yeah. So, speaking while we're talking about Mirage Drive, tell us about the new Mirage Drive, which I'm sure Jeff will introduce soon at Saints.
Yeah, they were practicing with it.
You know,
Morgan brought it out there.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
37 years of selling toys on the bay.
Selling
fun. New things come along all the time. And Hobie is getting so good at keeping it a secret. So all of a sudden, at the ICAST show, they introduce this whole new Mirage Drive. I mean, it's not like kind of new. It's completely new. And I didn't even know I needed it.
Right.
But it wasn't that big a deal to me. You know,
you're going to need it.
Yeah, but I was just at the, you know, with Jeff fishing those boiler rocks by the salt factory there, and the waves were big. And we were timing it to get in tight. So I thought, well, wait, if we had reverse, I could fish facing this way and then just back out of the hazard zone. It's going to be awesome.
So they have reverse.
It's called the Mirage 180, and it's the best. I mean, we were just up at the show up in Salt Lake City, the outdoor retailer show. We got in every single kayak that's coming out, and Hobie just killed it. Game changer.
No kidding.
Lever. Just pull a little thing, you're in reverse.
What?
It's easier than putting your car in reverse.
Yeah.
You just pull a little line, boom, click, you're going
backwards. And you're pedaling backwards.
You're going backwards.
Pedal like you always
did,
but
the boat's just as fast.
Perfect for calico fishing.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely.
Or all, I mean everything.
When you're in a lake, you're up next to the tules, wind's blowing you in there.
There you go.
Back it right out.
Yeah.
Fly fishermen are going to like this too because they're still just casting. And then they can back up, move into a different zone.
Oh, that's huge.
And it's going to be great for the guys fishing docks.
Yeah. Bays, rocks, jetty, that's cool.
It's going to be a game changer.
Yeah.
And that'll come out next month.
Next month.
Yeah.
Okay. Not available today.
Well, we're selling them today.
Okay. Do you have demos?
Yeah, we've got a line.
Do you have demos?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But you can get on the list.
This is all shrouded in mystery, you know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they just popped it on us, and we're going, Wow, didn't even know I needed that.
Yeah.
But I do.
Oh, it's going to be good. Yeah, guys are coming into the store putting deposits on
deposits
them.
On them. Yeah. Now, can you put it into a do you have to get a new kayak, or can you put it on your current
No, this is going to be very simple. You just buy the new unit, and it'll click into any Mirage drive.
Any Mirage.
Unlike the, you remember when they did the new seat?
Yeah.
And we all, I'm still just reeling from that seat. 2 years ago, they came out with that almost office chair style seat that's so comfortable. And by the way, those are on all of Jeff's books.
Yeah, Jeff has all the new
those
stuff.
State of the art seats. I mean, you're no wet butt.
Yeah.
So comfortable. Very
so comfortable.
Anyway.
But you can sit in those for hours.
We did.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Come on, just one more.
One more. But you're always like that, Ron.
No, not always. I mean, when your butt's wet and you're uncomfortable and you're cold, then it's time to go home.
Yeah.
But this keeps you from that.
Yeah.
And Hobie, just that new seat, the Vantage seat, awesome.
Yeah. So the other thing that is amazing that Hobie came out with, they keep coming out, is this new Eclipse. Been super popular. You do have demos of those, but you have to get on a list, right?
Yeah, we'll be demoing them today.
Yeah.
Early in the, yeah. But it is a little bit like selling those Teslas, you know. Give me a deposit. I hope it comes in soon.
No, fill me in, man. What's an Eclipse? I don't know what an Eclipse is. Fill me in.
It's a stand-up paddleboard with a Mirage drive in it.
Really?
So fast. They introduced this 3 months ago. It went worldwide crazy. Every dealer's buying them. We can't get enough. They sold so many more than they ever thought they were. Everybody who tries it just goes, oh, my goodness.
This is for me.
Yeah.
So it's like a stair stepper in the gym, but you're on the water.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
You know, it's the best way I can describe
you ever
it, right?
See, I mean, when you're out in the bay, you're fishing or whatever, you'll see stand-up paddleboarders of all different skill level. You know, and believe me, stand-up paddling is tough, particularly if you don't do it all the time like Pete and I do. But when you're paddling upwind, you can't make any headway sometimes. Upper body strength or just balance issues. You're high windage. Well, these things, your arms are down and you're just stepping on the thing. You're very stable and you can go upwind fast. And this is going to be, this is a major breakthrough in the stand-up paddleboard market.
Yeah. So can you fish off it?
Oh, yeah.
It's
fish
got
off
a handle
everything.
On it. Yeah, yeah. But it's got a handle on it. I it's almost like a... like a T-bar on a kayak or something like that.
We've already been exploring that.
Yeah.
You know, what do you call your boat? Field research.
Yeah.
Well, same thing.
Field research. So if somebody wants one, what's the lowdown? When are they going
to
get one?
They're starting to trickle in.
Okay.
We got 21 of them last week.
Okay.
We'll be getting more soon. That's a touchy thing with Hobie, boy. They're just sold out, and all of us are up there with our sharp elbows.
Yeah. Come on, man, give me some more.
Come on, Ron, send me some more.
Yeah.
But if you want to try one, you have two demo units.
We
have it on the water today.
From 9:30 to 11:30, we're doing Mirage Eclipse demos. We have the big one, the 12 footer. We have the 10.5 footer, and I got to tell you, they're awesome.
Yeah.
You get on them, you're going to want one.
You're going to want one.
Yeah.
And that's free. Just come on down to Fastlane and you can try one of these.
And, you know, at the same time, all you guys that haven't started kayak fishing, get down there and try a Mirage Pro Angler or an Outback.
Yeah.
You'll just be amazed. And don't waste any time, because this is a great year to fish. Come on. I mean,
straight up.
It's just been wonderful. And we got plenty of the best part of summer coming.
Oh, way best part of
summer. Everybody, yeah.
September, October in Southern California, doesn't beat that.
Locals only.
So, talking about big fish on a kayak and big fish, do you catch any big fish at Cedros on the kayaks down there?
We've had a good summer of some really, like, out-of-the-ordinary big fish. Thresher sharks and the broomtail grouper that I got
at
the salt
factory.
Well,
that's what I was leading into. You have a now official IGFA world record broomtail grouper on the kayak.
That's correct. On the surface iron, fishing for yellowtail over there at the salt factory. I hooked a 108-pounder. 108.6.
Wow.
And they're going to – I spoke to IGFA last week. They're going to record it next month, September. They said it has to – it's 3 months from the time of the catch and the submission to them before it can record if it's caught in international waters. So,
congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's a giant fish. How'd you handle
it? It was a giant. You know, it was about a 20-25-minute fight, and when it came up, I think it was pretty much kind of done, luckily for me. The first, you know, we have pretty small gaps on that boat for something, you know, on a kayak. You know, anyway, you know, and the Ponga wasn't around. I was.
Oh, they weren't around. You were by yourself.
No, I was by myself.
Oh, jeez.
You know, so yeah, I'd hooked up. I radioed everyone that I was on. About
knew it was a big fish.
I thought I had a big yellow, but then after a while, I thought I had a piece of rope. Like it was really the fight was like, you know, I get some and then it would, like drive away like I had a buoy line or something. But then once it got kind of straight up and down on me, then it was I knew it was a fish. I didn't know what kind. I've never caught anything like that. You know, it wasn't the thump thump of a yellow, but I just really didn't know. And when I first saw it come up, I thought black sea bass. You know. Because I've never even caught one of those, so I was like, slightly like, oh, okay, you know. But then when it rolled and I saw the tail all, you know, torn like that, and I'm like, that's the other kind, I think.
Yeah,
that is so cool. Man, that's so
that's
cool.
That's an amazing story.
It was pretty exciting, and it's Kevin Nakata was big on this whole thing. He was down there with us, and
when you caught the fish?
Yeah.
Wow.
So once I gaffed it, then I started screaming in the radio for, you know, kind of for help because that thing was, it was huge.
Yeah, how do you get in your boat?
Exactly.
So I just kind of held it off to the side, and I didn't really, I mean, the teeth on this thing, like, I didn't really want the thing in my lap right away. You know? And the fins on the side.
Especially
I mean,
with your trunks
dagger,
on.
You know,
yeah.
Like, it was just what stabbed me, you know.
Yeah.
So everyone kind of came over, and we got it into the Ponga with the help of another boat that came, too. And then, like, once Kevin paddled over and saw it, and then he just kind of said, you know, we need to talk to someone about this thing. So we started calling IGFA from the island, from the beach. We were barbecuing, so we started calling. It was pretty funny.
So rad.
So, and they kind of walked us through it, and Kevin, like, went with me and videoed the whole thing. And all of his information is what we submitted, and that's probably a big reason why
wow.
we ended up, you know. I bought the scale from the store, brought it back on the plane. Took it to the place that IGFA wanted me to down here in Mira Mesa, and the lady certified it, and it was completely, perfectly on. So
wow.
Yeah, and so that's, we're going to become, I'm working with IGFA right now, we're going to become a certified weigh station there. So the nearest one, I think, might be Cabo to the south. So
wow.
Kind of right in the middle.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, so that, you know, in case anyone needed to swing by and do something like that.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you very much.
That's pretty awesome. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. We're having so much fun having Jeff and having Ron in here talking fishing, talking kayaks, talking everything fun that's going on this morning. We want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we would love to hear from you. And there's two ways that you can do that. And first is with our local line, which is packing up already, but there's still an opportunity for you to get through. It's 858 area code. 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Both of your opportunities to get through to Let's Talk Hookup. And not only are we going to be talking kayaks, talking fishing, talking fun today, we've also got such a great prize. For one lucky caller at the end of the show today, you're going to get to go fishing on a three-quarter day trip aboard the brand-new Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing, along with a six-pack of those great live deception jigs courtesy of Ahi USA. And Pete is just like knocking every fish on the list you can catch with those things, salmon and tuna and everything else.
I'll tell you what, those things. And Jason told me, put that little bend in the jig there.
They're awesome.
They're
deadly.
Absolutely
awesome.
They work. Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's head north to Alaska to Katmai Lodge. Our good buddy Jeff Topp's on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Hey, terrific. Hey, how's the fishing at Katmai?
Oh, man, I say it every week, and it's true. It's really, really good again. You know, we're all silver salmon now, and it's been, you know, big number days, lots of fish around, and, you know, we've been catching them on gear and flies and everything, and the real focus coming into this week is the trout, the rainbows, the flyout streams. The flyout streams have been on fire, you know. I mean, we've had probably two really good weeks, and it's just getting better, more trout showing up. You know, as the fish continue to spawn, you know, and our main river's full of rainbows too right now. It's a pretty cool time.
Wow, such an awesome time there for Katmai. We may have to switch our 2018 dates up to, like this week would be a really good one, I think. Yeah, you were telling me about
that. It would be a very, very good one.
Yeah, it's a silver salmon thing at Katmai is kind of a new deal. The run really kind of came back, didn't it?
You know, Pete, it did. We had a few years, well, quite a few years ago now, but we had a few years where it was tough to catch a limit of fish or to have a, you know, a double digit day, you know, as far as landing fish goes. And and probably starting back about four or five years ago, started to come back, and it just keeps getting better and better. And I think a lot of it has to do with conservation and the lodge just kind of working together, you know, not killing a lot of fish, but not denying our clients fish as well, and just kind of really being aware of the resource and knowing that it was at one time a little less, and now it's coming back huge. I mean, we don't have a single client cam that didn't land 10 yesterday.
Wow, that's pretty nice. Both on the fly as well as conventional tackle, right? So, well, I'm excited about our trip next July, which is prime time king and sockeye, and of course the incredible rainbow trout that Katmai Lodge is famous for. It's booking up. I was talking to the guys in the office. It's already booking up. So if you're thinking about a trip to Katmai Lodge in 2017, you better get on it. If you want to join us, definitely want to get on it. How do we get a hold of you, Jeff, if you want to come up there and go fishing?
Well, you got to get on that that website, katmai.com. You know, that's got all the information. That's katmai.com, and it's got all the information. They've done a nice job putting it together. Also, the 1-800 number, and that's 1-800-330-0326. And, you know, give a shout, and we can dial anybody out who wants to come up. You know, we're looking pretty busy for next season already, but, you know, we always have room.
Yeah. All right. Well, terrific. Jeff Top, you can go on our website, hookup1090.com, go to the trips page, and check out our trip to Katmai next July, and please join us. You will not be sorry. You'll be hooked. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that very much. Let's head over to the big ocean here. Mike's calling us from the Tribute. Good morning, Mike.
What up, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gang. How's it going?
Doing awesome. Anxious to hear what's going on in the water.
You know what? There's been some darn good big fish fishing lately. We got in from a one-day trip yesterday. We had 14 big yellowfin and 8 bluefin to go with it. A couple days before that, Captain Dave ran the boat and had a phenomenal trip, 46 of those big yellowfin and 13 bluefin. This is one of those things where you're not going to see big numbers just because of the size of these fish. I highly urge you to go to our Facebook page, Tribute Sport Fishing, and take a look at what we're catching. But the yellowfin yesterday, we had a couple of smaller ones, and for a one-day trip, this sounds kind of funny to say it, smaller as in like 35, 40-pounders. The rest of them are like 50 to 90 pounds. The bluefin are almost all in the 70 to 90-pound range. On a one-day trip, getting one of these things per person is, I mean, you're talking about fish that are trophy fish. They'd be nice fish at Guadalupe. They'd be nice fish at Alejos. Just downright butt kickers. You're hooking them on 40 to 60 pound, preferably 60 pound. But, you know, a lot of these fish are hour-long fish, hour-and-a-half-long fish. You get one of these 70 to 90-pound fish, and, I mean, it's really a trophy for anywhere, let alone on a one-day trip out of San Diego.
Be stoked to have a score like that at Clarion for the day. And this is happening. This is happening on the Tribute, you know, on an overnight trip. This is crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
It is.
So what are the hints?
Exactly how I was looking at it.
What are the hints for anglers coming out on the Tribute with you, Mike? What do they need to bring? What do they need to do?
Because this is big fish. This is
for
real deal.
For one good working tackle, I mean, go through it, make sure everything's in good working order, fresh line. Fluorocarbon's definitely been handy. We've done a lot of fish on sinker rigs, 4-ounce torpedo weights, rubber banded onto your rig. Circle hooks, our hook-to-land ratio yesterday was phenomenal. I think out of the 22 fish, we hooked about 25 or 26. But a lot of these days, you know, we're hooking 25, 28 fish, and you're only landing 6 or 7 of them due to tackle failures, just a number of different reasons. These things are, I mean, really, they're butt kickers. But I was thinking about it yesterday. You know, a lot of, I've spent, well, close to a decade long-range fishing. And if you can catch one around on that nice, great fish, two arounds, phenomenal anywhere. But, you know, it's just a great accomplishment to be able to land one of those things. And out of a fish that size, the yield you're getting out of it and what you're taking home is pretty extraordinary.
No kidding. Yeah,
incredible.
It's incredible.
Absolutely incredible what's going on.
So what's up for the Tribute? How can people get an opportunity to go catch a fish of a lifetime right off our coast?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. We have one-day trips running here all week. Last week we filled up every single day, and I would imagine it's going to stay the same with this big fish around. I really urge you. You don't see big numbers. You're not going to see limits of this stuff. You're not going to usually see any more than a couple around on a good day. But that's, you know, it's to be able to come out and be able to land one of these things, one fish is, it's a lot.
Trophy hunting. That's exactly what you're doing. It's
exactly. The kite was pretty pretty important yesterday, too. We picked up a handful of that nice great fish on the kite.
Yeah, just drifting while you were drifting or are you trolling?
No. This is all drifting, you know, doing a double treble sardine rig or mackerel out on the kite. We did have a couple of fish earlier in the week on the Yummy Flyer, some of that 90-pound bluefin.
Sweet.
But it's, you know, whether it's on the sinker rig, a flat fall, fly line, just make sure you bring all the right gear, make sure you have good tackle, good working order tackle. And if you ever have any questions, just ask the guys at Seaforth Landing. They'll always hook you up.
All right.
Awesome, Mike. Well, God, congratulations on what is just an already unbelievable grade of fish, and I'm glad to hear that you guys are still on them. And keep us up to date, man. Keep us in touch with what's going on out there. We sure appreciate you always keeping us up to date here on Let's Talk Hookup.
We will. Just starting out a two-day charter here, so hopefully there's some good info for you guys tomorrow morning.
All right, Michael. Great job. Appreciate it. Great report. We look forward to talking to you real soon. Go keep getting them.
Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Now, as you can hear, just an awesome show. As we said, if you want to get through, be a part of the show this morning, 858-457-1090. That's a local number, or toll-free, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with Mark Rayer, find out what's biting in the East Cape. Lots of great stuff coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board. The only fish finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, let's head to the East Cape. Captain Mark Rayer from Gen Ren Sport Fishing. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Good morning. Great show.
Thank you.
I can't wait to try a kayak that'll go backwards. That sounds
good. Oh, man.
That'll be an interesting deal.
Yeah.
We have kayaks here, but I have a hard time getting them just to go frontwards. So,
well, you need a Mirage Drive. You need a Hobie, man.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, once you get in one, it's a game changer.
Yeah, you'll never get a paddle kayak again.
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet. I got enough bad habits. I don't think I want to get into one.
You need to get into some good habits.
Wait a minute.
I thought we were talking about fishing.
Oh, yeah. The fishing here is off the chart. You know, I've lived here for 25 years, and I would say that we're having the best blue marlin bite in the last 15 years for sure. I mean, we go out and get one almost every day, which is kind of unheard of.
Wow.
And the fishing overall is good. The yellowfin tuna, we've been getting limits of yellowfin tuna most days. Some of the guys are getting Dorado. I don't know where they're going or what they're doing. They said there's some pretty good grade Dorado, but personally, we haven't seen them. We have snuck out a Wahoo now and then. Something interesting happened to me yesterday. I had a guy call me a couple weeks ago and from Southern California. And he said, you know, I've got a couple of my friends, and we wanted to go out on a six-pack here, and everybody's booked. We can't find a boat anywhere to take us out. So I've got a harebrained idea that we'll come down to the East Cape. So, you know, business is a little slow down here. Fishing's good. Business is slow because it's our hurricane season. And they showed up yesterday. He walked out on the front porch, and he says, oh, my God, there's no wind. There's no waves. Look how flat it is. Look how beautiful it is. I said, yeah, well, besides that, the Coronas are colder here and the margaritas are authentic. So,
I like your style, Mark.
People getting on a six pack in Southern California, we've got boats waiting to go and outstanding fishing. So,
and it's so close to home, too. That's the thing, is it's a short hour and 45, 50 minute flight. Alaska Airlines out of San Diego, or LA, or Orange County, or Tijuana, wherever, and you're in a different paradise altogether.
Absolutely. And, you know, economically, you put three or four guys together, come down here, and you can fish on a 35 Cabo yachts with air conditioning. You don't have to worry about the tackle. All the tackle's here, everything you need. And economically, at the end of the day, it's not going to cost you any more than going on that three- or four-day six-pack. So it's an incredible deal.
It is. Well, Mark, I know it's that we have our Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular coming up October 6th. It's filling up. We have a couple of rooms left. And I think you even have one day on one of your boats, on the Cabo, available the last day of the tournament. That's Sunday, right?
One day, yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to jump on it, you know, you can fish one day on one of the Palmas boats, and then one day with Mark on Genren, or just come down now and go down and take advantage of this incredible fishing. How do we get a hold of you, Mark?
My website has all the information, teamgenren.com, or you can call my U.S. cell phone. I'm here in Mexico, but I have a U.S. cell phone, 310-308-5841. Hey, Pete, before I forget, happy birthday. Forgot to wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah. Thanks. Yesterday, I'm old now. 61. So how about that? Thank you, Mark. I appreciate that very much. And we will see you and Jack in the Mighty 1090 studio a week from tomorrow, right?
Yep, next Sunday. A week from tomorrow.
Hard to believe, right? Labor Day weekend next weekend. And we'll see you guys in the studio on Sunday. And look forward to that. Thanks for the call, Mark. Keep getting them.
Hey, Mark.
Thanks.
All right. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, with that, it's time to find out what's going on up and down the Baja. We're going to get the entire Baja Catch Report with a man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, that Catch Report sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. Get ready for the big summer season because it's going on as we speak. All this big fish is biting right now, and now is the time to stock up on those Nautilus Circle hooks. You don't want to let your favorite style run out when that big mackerel shows up. You don't want to be short on your 6-0 Nautilus. With that smaller sardine like we've been having right now, that it's really key to have that smaller hook to match your bait size, and that Nautilus Circle hook has you covered. You can get it at your selected tackle stores. For more information, you can always check out the Gamakatsu website. Let's find out what's going on with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky. Feliz cumpleaños there, Pedro.
Hey, gracias, amigo. Gracias.
Hey, when I came on the radio there, they were talking about this world record fish. What the hell kind of fish was it?
Jeff?
Broomtail grouper.
Oh, nice.
108.6, nice. Cast man. How about that on a kayak, on a Hobie kayak?
Jeff's a hero, man. He's my hero.
Seriously.
Kidding.
Anyway, a great catch, great fish.
Thank you.
Let's get on with the report. Down in Cabo San Lucas, here we go. We got blue marlin in there, primarily blues. We got a few stripers left. The good thing, it looks like the water's starting to cool, and they had a pretty good little bite of Dorado this past week, especially up in that San Jose del Cabo inside that Sea of Cortez area. Some nice Dorado, 15, 20 pound, not those little dinks that have been winning these damn tournaments the last few tournaments down there on the East Cape. But that's a good sign. Looks like there's some bigger grade coming in, and that's a really good sign that things are going to hopefully pick up for the fall. Also, yellowfin tuna on the Gordo. They've been picking up some jumbos, 200-250-pound yellowfin. Not a lot of them, but the guys that are really working, trolling those live bonitos, bolitos, and bonita, are picking up on those fish. And up in the Sea of Cortez or at the Iman Bank, some 40-50-pound yellowfin, mostly being taken on cut squid. So that's really, really good news. And occasional wahoo also. Estapas y Montenegro, still a very good sailfish. Not a lot of anglers down there this time of year, but some good sailfish action. Really close to the harbor there, 7-8 miles out, 2 to 3 releases per day there. A little bit of Dorado, and of course inshore they've been doing well on the roosters and the jacks. But that's a report for this week, Pete. I just want to let the anglers know that we have our annual Wahoo Rumble in San Jose del Cabo in November. I think I've got 2 Super Pongas left for that. Anybody wants to join us? Great packages with air from L.A. and also San Diego. 3 days of fishing targeting Wahoo. Of course, we'll catch the Dorado and the tuna. And somebody always picks up a jumbo out at the Gordo Bank during that trip. And that's going to be November 4 to 8. And then we also have one boat left for our Let's Talk Hookup Pesca Panama trip, March 25 to April 1, for 2 or 3 guys that want to join us on that trip. And then, of course, we do have spots available on the Christmas Island trip, June 20 to 27 next year. Anyway, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com, and I'll talk to you guys next Saturday.
Awesome report, Cast Man. Appreciate that very much. Thanks for keeping us up to date, and we'll look forward to talking next week.
You got it, Rick.
All right, thanks, Cass. We're going to jump right into the phones. They are literally packed solid. Going to start it off this morning with Dan, who's calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Dan. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy birthday, Pete.
Thank you.
Couple questions for Jeff. If I come down to Cedros and rent or go on a Ponga, can I bring my own reels and just rent a couple of rods, and what do you do with the fish as far as processing each day? So how we bring it home at the end of the trip?
Right. So I have a nice quiver of Phoenix rods, and I also have a bunch of Okuma rods that the rep was just down a month ago and left for us all to use. So on your rental gear, definitely you could bring your reels and we could take care of you over at the shop with whatever you need rod-wise, let you pick your rod, basically, if you wanted to.
You have everything in that shop you need, too. You don't have to really bring much of anything.
You really could, and the airlines is getting a little bit more difficult with the fishing rods nowadays, so I'm getting more and more calls, you know, so it's top-of-line gear. It's not gear that you would normally receive as rental
yeah,
gear.
So. The airlines only allows you, what, three or four rods?
They allow four, but they're charging like a couple hundred pesos per rod now. They're really...
Really?
Kind of taking it to, you know, kind of
the
an uncomfortable condition.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And as far as at our place, what we like to do is we only want you to bring home about 20 pounds of meat per guy, and we pay for that ourselves. We'll cover all the costs on the airlines of getting that back.
Oh, cool.
You know, throughout the trip, obviously if we get a fish that's, not going to make it, you know, we want to harvest them for sure. But there's a lot of people in town that love fresh fish, and they don't, you know, even though they're on the island, they don't get enough of it. So we like to pass that out, and then I have a nice commercial grade fruit like a vacuum pack machine that I've purchased, and I'm gonna be getting that down to the island, and so we would vacuum pack your stuff, and like what I just got back, and so what we did is Wednesday and Thursday, and basically Thursday we were real successful, and that was all the fillets that we brought back. We filleted everything. I just kept it in our refrigerator so it wasn't frozen at all. And then I use Yeti coolers to get it back because they keep it really good. So we froze a couple blocks of fish, and then so you put a couple layers of, just fresh fillets and a layer
Sweet.
Of frozen
So you're feet. Coming home with fresh.
Oh, it's all fresh.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm going to have a big sushi party tonight at my house. And
Sweet.
Just all fresh fish. So that's how we do it at my place. So try to, cool. We want everyone to come back with fish of some kind.
Yeah, quality. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Dan. It's a great, great operation that you're doing, and just that whole... It's living the life of Cedros Island, right, Ron?
Oh, man, I can't wait to go back.
Yeah,
everybody that's been down there, our last trip, they're all talking about going back. I mean, it's a fun, easy trip. Jeff makes it so easy. I mean, everything's taken care of.
Yeah. Now you've picked out some special dates where you've blocked the airline and have a whole set of dates starting in June through October. We selected one of the prime ones, July 24th through 28th for our Let's Talk Hookup trip that Ron Lane will be most likely hosting.
I can't wait.
Yeah, and that is it's such a great trip. It's a Monday through Friday, so you get three full days of fishing and maybe a half day of fishing if you get that early flight.
For sure, like that time of year the sun stays up late, so I don't even
it's
if we get
days
in
of the year.
If we're on the second plane, we get in at 5. We could still just immediately go fish and have a few couple hours to 3 hours of fishing, which some of these spots we're catching grouper right there outside the harbor trolling like Rapalas. And you have a chance for, 40, 50 pounders we've got right there right now.
Wow.
So far
cool.
This year. We've got That's five so cool. just right there.
Right there.
Big calicos. I've caught yellowtail just, like slow trolling a Rapala. Or I've been using this new bait that Kevin turned me on to that's a strategic angler custom lures, it's called, from back east. And I started selling them on my website, too. But these things, they swim like kind of like a glide bait. And we've been having great success on the calicos and the bonita were destroying that thing this trip, unfortunately. But
how do you book one of these trips? You want to pick a date right now for a 2017 trip to go kayak fishing on Cedros Island.
So if you go straight to our website, cedroskayakfishing.com, or you can get there through cedrostackle.com, same. You just go right on there. We have a tours page that is built, and you can see our upcoming schedule for next year. And if you wanted to try to pull something off, later in October or something like that this year, definitely, you'd probably want to either fill out the information form that's online, and it comes straight to my phone, and I get it immediately, or just
And you'll follow up with a reservation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
Awesome. Hey, right. Don't wait around. Just do it.
Yeah, seriously.
This is a unique experience. That is all dialed
it
in.
Is.
It's not like it's just beginning.
Yeah.
Pete, when we went down there, it was dialed in.
Oh,
the
yeah.
second time I went, it is more dialed
Super
in.
Super dialed in.
Yeah,
because you just started when... Yeah, and I took some video and made a little a YouTube video of our experience down there. If you go to our website, hookup109.com, on the top right corner, you'll see our YouTube links. All our social media links are up there. Click on the red YouTube and look for the Cedros Tackle YouTube video, and there's a little video kind of gives you the essence of what they do there.
Well, this isn't your typical fishing trip. This is something unique. I'm so excited about it because there's nothing like this. I've never heard anything like this.
And I love that you get a couple of your buddies together and it's your trip. You
your
know what
trip.
I mean? It's you and your boys.
Three
and it's,
people.
And it's your
Max.
Trip. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like we're hanging out too. Exactly. Like, you know, that's how it was with my friends that came down this last time. Two of them were paying people that were kind of friends of friends that kind of got in. And next thing you know, they're just like sitting around and like now we're like all good buddies. And it's just, it's the only way I kind of knew how to do it, you know, kind of keep it more personal and just like I'm hosting someone here and you know.
Well, it feels like that. So. It feels like just a bunch of buddies.
Yeah, that's cool. Way it should be.
All right.
877-792-1090, the only line that just, that's an 858 number, 858-457-1090 that opened up right now. Go ahead, and you want to get through, there's your chance.
Next up, let's talk to John. He's calling us from Anaheim this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Great shows. I just want to give some credit to the Hobie guys. I mean, once you get on the Hobie kayak, there's really nothing else you want to fish on. So I'm kind of itching to try out the new Mirage Dry 180. So.
Yeah, it's. I got to tell you, it's coming, and people have heard about it. You can see it on the Hobie Cat website. I've got a little video of it, but everybody I show it to, they go, "Oh, I want one."
Yeah.
Well, the unit. If you want to buy one of the units, you can get in line. I already put in a big order for them, but the guy goes, "We don't have a SKU for it yet." I'm going, "Well, just put my name down."
Yeah, I don't care.
Order me out.
I want to be at the top of that list.
At any rate, they're going to be available to plug into your old boats up around Fred Hall time.
Okay.
Around in March.
In March, okay.
Yeah, but the new boats are going to all have them.
So the new boats will already have them, and those come in when?
September.
So if you want...
Yeah,
so you might have to trade in your old boat just
and
to get
a half,
one,
right?
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way that did open one of those toll-free lines, 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Inland Boat Center is the destination for your next boat. They've been around 35 years, so they're here to stay with something for everyone. Inland Boat Center has a giant inventory of all types of boats, including the perfect saltwater fishing boats made by Arima and Defiance. Inland Boat Center has a huge 2.5-acre indoor showroom with over 300 new and pre-owned boats, making them the largest boat store on the West Coast. Family-owned and operated, they are proud of their customer service. They take trades of all types. Come check out their inventory of Defiance boats from 20 to 29 feet or the fantastic selection of the amazing Arima boats from 17 to 21 feet. Inland Boat Center has a full service department, fiberglass repair and upholstery department. Everything you need is under one roof at Inland Boat Center, 681 East San Jacinto in Paris. Check the website for the current inventory and more at inlandboatcenter.com.
The Southwest Council of the International Federation of Fly Fishers invites anyone and everyone to its annual fly fishing fair Friday, October 14th through Sunday, October 16th in Bishop, California. Pick from a stacked list of seminars, events, and classes offered by some of the biggest experts in the region on fly tying, fly casting, and fly fishing techniques tailored for beginner and experienced anglers alike. And while you're at it, spend some time on the water at local hotspots with some of the area's top guides while learning innovative techniques and practices. Mark your calendar now for October 14th to 16th at the Tri-County Fairgrounds in Bishop. Registration opens October 14th at southwestcouncil.org. Tickets are $15 for individuals and $20 for families, good for all 3 days. Check the website for lodging and information and more. southwestcouncil.org or the links page at hookup1090.com. See you in October in the heart of the Eastern Sierra.
It's time to get outside on the east side and celebrate fall colors, arts, culture, and recreation in the Eastern Sierra. From now until the first snow, there are a variety of activities that capture the essence of autumn. In addition to enjoying fall color viewing, the season hosts fishing derbies and biking events to theater performances, a kite festival, and art festivals. Check out the Outside on the East Side details on the fall colors page at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket.
It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
We are right in the middle of a red-hot fishing season, and now is the time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Daiwa has been making great saltwater reels for decades, and the Daiwa Saltus Black Gold is an outstanding star drag reel, perfect for casting a bait or a jig on aggressive tuna and yellowtail. When you need more power, the Daiwa Saltus Lever Drag 2-speed reel should be your choice. And we have them all in stock now at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Indeed, we have some great guys here. Jeff Mariani from Cedros Tackle and Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay talking kayak fishing, talking Cedros fishing. And speaking of Cedros fishing, we just completed our Let's Talk Hookup Cedros Adventures trip. And Mr. Ryan Christensen, our main phone guy, was helping out on that and hosting that trip. And how was that trip, Ryan?
Oh, man. It was fantastic.
Yeah?
I'm kind of bummed to be sitting here right now, that's for sure.
I'll bet.
A little different view than waking up to that gorgeous cove in there and beautiful, beautiful place, great fishing. Everything was awesome.
Yeah, that Cedros Adventure location right on the cliff there. Above one of the hottest halibut spots in the world, right?
Oh, man.
Oh, sorry. let the secret out. So tell us about the adventure. How was it?
Well, everything went really smooth. We met there at Fisherman's Landing, had a nice drive down to Ensenada, had a great breakfast and lunch there, hopped on the plane, made it down to Cedros by about 5, had an awesome dinner, and then 3 insanely good days of fishing. The big yellowtail fishing was phenomenal. It was crazy. We got them from up to 44 pounds for the group, and it was insane.
Wow, really good fishing. You said calico fishing was a bit slow, like Jeff was saying.
Calico fishing was kind of tough, but I mean that means we only caught like 40 in a day. So,
oh God!
Yeah, so it was
that's
horrible.
A relative term.
Relative.
I mean, you actually had to work for them a little bit, which.
Yeah, it's so rad, man.
Yeah.
And what about the Cedros Adventure?
Oh, my. It's just, that's what it is. It truly is an adventure. It's just from flying on the plane and landing on the island, it just feels like you're in kind of a different world down there.
Yeah, it is. Cool. And Cedros Adventures is, for the Ponga experience, the best.
It's the ultimate.
The food, the lodge.
The food.
The whole thing is just...
Those little burritos they give you during the day, those things are, and those tortillas down there, oh my goodness.
Oh yeah, the best.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's such, now we haven't set up any dates next year we're going to do a couple trips down to Cedros Adventures next year. Stay tuned for that, and I would imagine you want to host another one of those, Ryan?
If I can, I'd love to go back right now.
Yeah, for sure. CedrosAdventures.com on our website, links on the links page, Cedros Adventures. It's a great experience, Cedros Island, Cedros Adventures. That is the spot. Well, thanks for hosting that trip, and glad you guys had fun.
Yeah, great job, Ryan.
It was my pleasure, believe me.
All right, cool.
Very good answer.
Thanks. All right, let's jump back into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it, man. Jam-packed they are. We're going to jump right back in and talk to Jack. He's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, Jack. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
Hi, Jack.
I was wondering a question about the kayaks, and how about the size for the size of the body? I mean, does that matter?
Sure, you bet. I mean, I like big. I like wide. I like comfortable. And the Mirage Drives are all very stable kayaks. So, like Jeff, he's a big guy, and he fishes out of the Outback, which is a...
I'll tell you, that's my favorite kayak.
I like that one, too.
Everybody loves the Pro Angler. Everybody's addicted to the Pro Angler.
The Pro Angler is the...
I love the Outback for its portability. It's stability and ease of use.
Maneuverability.
Maneuverability.
Like in the Boiler Rocks where we're fishing over there. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, I have both down there. And, you know, well, I got the grouper out of the Pro Angler, which I'm probably was probably.
Oh,
happy
that was
to
a good idea.
One.
Yeah.
but yeah, right. your question about which boat is right for you, that's, you know, when you're looking in from outside, it's kind of a hard decision. But at our store, you can just pull down and we'll put a Outback in the water. We'll put a Pro Angler in the water. You jump in them for a couple minutes, you'll know right away which is the right boat for you.
And that's the waterfront advantage that you have at Fastlane Kayaks right next to Dana Landing in Mission Bay is you can do that. It's like you're sitting there shopping, you're looking in a store, and it's like, man, I'd sure like to try one of those. Hey, okay, let's go right now.
Right on
5
the dot.
Minutes later, you're in the water trying that thing out.
Well, and the beauty of that is that makes my job very easy.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
hook up.
We've been, you know, Debbie and I have had that store for 37 years, and if there was a better product, we would have it in there. Hobie is killing it across the board, and they just keep making it better better.
37 years right there?
Yeah, I've been there longer than I haven't been.
Wow. That's
I do
something.
Have one other question
yeah.
On that outdrive for the 180. And I heard earlier you could drop that in an older Mirage. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So no matter what, when that Mirage Drive Hobie Kayak was built, the new 180 is going to be able to fit right in.
That's correct.
All right.
Sweet.
Great.
Yeah,
hey, thanks a lot.
And I got to tell you, I've ordered quite a few of them.
I'll bet you have. You better. they're gonna sell like hotcakes.
That's right.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go live on the water. Captain Jeff DuBois aboard the Independence. What's up, Jeff?
Morning, Jeff.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Pete and Ricky. How y'all doing?
Hey, fantastic, man. How's the fishing?
Oh, it's been great. You know, we thought we'd check in here. We've been really busy down below. We've been on the 7 and 8 day program, so we haven't checked in a while, and here goes. Very good fishing down below, and I'll say the variety is just off the hook. There's been very good night fishing on these tanker sea bass up to 60 pounds, pargo, yellowtail, dorado, tuna. And it seems like the wahoo fishing, especially lately, has been, incredibly good. It would rival anything you've seen anywhere. So down below there, very good weather and good fishing. That's all I can say. So we might have a few openings coming up here. I just wanted to throw it out there, check with Judy, maybe get on a standby list, whatever you need to do. But down below, it's really good fishing lately.
And the fall is the best time to go, and the Independence, there's none better.
Yeah.
Super comfortable ride. Captain Jeff DuBois, one of the best in the business. Jeff, it sounds like it's going to setting up to be a phenomenal fall.
And this is what we want, you know, is that variety fishing. Like, that's what fall trips are all about. I mean, you're fishing, like just like Jeff's saying, yellows one day, and then sea bass and tuna and everything. I mean, you get to do the most amount of fishing on a fall trip this time of year.
The variety.
Yeah, it's all about it.
Well, Jeff, IndependenceSportFishing.com. You can link that right through the Let's Talk Hookup website and get in there, get on the Independence, and go fishing with Jeff. Great job, Jeff. Appreciate it. Nice to hear from you. It's been a while, and we sure appreciate you checking in with us.
Yeah, we've been real busy, Pete, and look forward to these 10-dayers and venture down a little further. I think there's a good sign of a tuna around, so, 10 days. Looking forward to that.
We like that, man. Jeff.
All right, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including another full hour. We're going to check in with the catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Get it all at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. It's truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing had you covered with several boats, including the new Blackjack, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live baits. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandAero.com. It's unique.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
The Yamaha V6 offshore four-strokes have some pretty impressive fans, the pros. These award-winning outboards have really delivered for pro anglers across the country. In fact, Florida-based pro tournament fisherman, guide, and TV host Rick Murphy says he's even taken the 300's power inshore. He mounted a 300 to his 23-foot bay, adding 50 horses, losing 40 pounds, and getting that baby up to 70 miles per hour. What's not to like about that? Check out the Yamaha V6 offshore four-stroke 300, 250, and 225 at your Yamaha marine dealer.
Last year, we had an unbeatable fishing season, one of the best in decades. I think we'll all take another year just like it. Now, just imagine what it could be like if we have an unbeatable season 39 years in a row. Well, that's exactly what Ford has done with their F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years in a row. We love our F-150s here in San Diego. Ford trucks give you the freedom to launch your boat with ease thanks to Pro Trailer Backup Assist, the freedom to toss all your gear in the bed no matter how wet and messy it gets, and the freedom to fit 5 full-size guys comfortably in the cab. And right now, during the Ford Freedom Sales Event, you'll get the freedom from interest charges with Ford's best finance rate of the year. Freedom from high monthly payments thanks to special summer lease programs, plus the freedom to save even more on trucks with smart bonus tags. It's an incredible combination of savings on an incredible lineup of trucks. So don't miss the Ford Freedom Sales Event. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.